This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, a man accused of multiple sexual assaults in the St. Louis area had spent time in Chicago 3 years ago. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya reports.
28-year-old Yahya Mali is accused of raping at least six women in his home in a western suburb of St. Louis over the past 2 years. A timeline issued by prosecutors indicates Mali spent 1 month in Chicago in 2022. He also spent weeks in Tucson, Arizona, and the Minneapolis-St. Paul area in 2023 and lived for years in Virginia. Prosecutors say Mali met victims at his apartment complex through dating apps. Investigators believe there may be more victims. He's being held on $500,000 bond. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Criminal charges are now filed in a shooting last October in South Suburban Ford Heights, during which a man was shot four times and survived.
The shooting occurred in the parking lot of a liquor store on the 1300 block of East Lincoln Highway on the night of October 6th. A gunman approached a 35-year-old man and shot him once, then put on a ski mask and shot him three more times before running away. The Cook County Sheriff's Office says investigators later identified the alleged shooter, Alex Mitchell of the 7700 block of South Halsted Street in Chicago. He's charged with attempted murder. He was arrested earlier this week and will remain locked up until at least his next court appearance on March 20th. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A mother wants the administration of a CPS school on the southwest side to step up their anti-drug education after her daughter was hospitalized this week.
Donna Lohman says she found her 13-year-old daughter unconscious on the floor at McKay Elementary after getting a phone call from the Chicago Lawn School Wednesday morning. Lohman believes her daughter was given an edible before she spent the whole day asleep at the hospital. Telling CBS News Chicago, the school has sent out three letters in the past few weeks warning about students potentially consuming cannabis.
I was just hoping and praying that that student, that kid was all right, and that they can look at things much different and much bigger than a picture than what they're seeing now and take things more serious.
Lohman says her daughter finally woke up yesterday. The station reports the principal says McKay will provide 7th and 8th graders with lessons about drug and alcohol use. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police say the 5-year-old girl who'd been allegedly abducted by her mother has been found. Reports indicate Terriana Miller was picked up from school by her mother on February 12th. Miller's grandmother has full custody of the girl and did not give permission for the mother to pick her up. Chicago police are only saying the girl's been found. No other details have been released. Closing arguments are expected today in the trial of a man accused of killing a 6-year-old Plainfield boy in an alleged hate crime. 73-year-old Joseph Chuba is accused of killing Wadi Al-Fayoumi and seriously injuring the boy's mother back in 2023. Prosecutors allege Chuba targeted them because of their Islamic faith and as a response to the war between Israel and Hamas. He has pleaded not guilty. Illinois' Secretary of State says he wants to help people get real IDs, but he's also asking some of us to wait.
Federal officials say starting May 7th, only driver's licenses or state IDs that qualify as real IDs can be used to board domestic flights or enter some federal facilities. Illinois Secretary of State Alexi Giannullia says his offices have been flooded with requests for real IDs, even though he claims
most people don't need a real ID. And if you do need one, you most likely don't need one by May 7th.
Genelius is addressing the surge in demand for real IDs in a couple of ways. One is a new online portal to help people determine if they need real IDs. The state is also expanding Saturday hours at some driver service facilities. You can find more information at the Illinois Secretary of State's website. Jim Gotis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A Chicago man's been arrested in connection with an armed robbery earlier this year. 30-year-old Roderick Baldwin was taken into custody by Chicago police and U.S. Marshals on the west side. He's accused of taking property at gunpoint from a 28-year-old woman on the 100 block of East Garfield Boulevard on January 5th.
Breaking news from News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Some breaking news out of City Hall this morning. Mayor Johnson is looking to one of his closest city council allies to fill a newly vacant position. The mayor's office has just confirmed the mayor's appointed Logan Square Alderman Carlos Ramirez Rosa to become the new superintendent of the Chicago Park District. The Park District Board has an emergency meeting set for this afternoon to finalize his contract. He will succeed longtime City Hall insider Rosa Escarino, who this week announced she's stepping down after 3 years in the post. 2 weeks after the mayor told a church audience he'd soon start making heads roll at City Hall. We'll give you more details as they become available. An Illinois congresswoman's part of an effort to save horses from being slaughtered.
Representative Jan Schakowsky and fellow colleagues have introduced bipartisan legislation to permanently ban the slaughter of horses for human consumption. The bill would also prohibit the export of live horses to Mexican and Canadian slaughterhouses to be sold overseas. Schakowsky, whose district covers parts of Chicago's north side and several suburbs, says it's beyond time to end the brutal and dangerous practice. Companion legislation is being introduced in the Senate. Baron Black, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
From the Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Sports Desk, here's Josh List.
Yeah, even with a retooled shorthanded roster, the Bulls are wedged into 10th place in the Eastern Conference. They'll host the Raptors at 7 tonight. You'll listen on 670 The Score, in position for that final play-in spot with 23 games left, but a mile behind 9th place Miami, 5 games, and 1.5 up on Brooklyn. Golden State's Steph Curry scores 56, a season high, in a win in Orlando. Giannis Antetokounmpo, the two-time MVP, gets the best of three-time MVP Nikola Jokic with 28 points, 19 rebounds, and a Milwaukee win over Denver up in Milwaukee. LeBron James' last MVP came in 2013, 2 years after Derrick Rose, but he's got the most 30-point games by a 40-year-old in NBA history. LeBron has 7 of them. The rest of the league total 5. 33 points for James, 21 and 13 from Luka Doncic, and the Lakers' 4th straight win over Minnesota, 111-102. In college ball, third-ranked Notre Dame had a 19-game winning streak. They've since lost 2 in a row, beaten by Florida State, 86-81. Hannah Hidalgo just 4 of 17 shooting. Northwest for 16 points. Northwestern home with Iowa tonight, and the Blackhawks. Nick Foligno scores but suffers a lower body injury, not believed to be serious. The Hawks fall in Vegas 7-5, playing Anaheim tomorrow. Spring ball, you got Jonathan Cannon and the White Sox facing the Angels. And for the Cubs, it's Justin Steele against Texas. Josh List, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Illinois House considering a bill dealing with craft distilleries in the state.
Sponsor State Senator Selena Villanueva says the bill would allow the distillers to better compete.
The Senate bill that I have modernizes Illinois' liquor laws to support the state's growing craft distilling industry, expand market opportunities, and increase consumer access to locally produced spirits. This bill introduces a new craft distiller license, enhancing self-distribution options, and allows direct-to-consumer spirit shipping, bringing Illinois into the modern era along with some of the other states that are already doing this.
Self-distribution and direct-to-consumer shipping are among the things this legislation would allow. At the Illinois Capitol, Dave Dahl, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Voters in Rockford have elected a 21-year-old city council candidate. 4 people, including the incumbent, ran in this week's Democratic primary in Rockford's 13th ward. Tamir Bell got 63% of the vote in the race. Bell believes voters chose him because of his youth as they look for new ways to address a variety of issues.
When you engage with young people, again, like me, they have a different perspective of life. They also have pretty good ideas. And so you have to lean in and embrace and empower our young people, the next generation of leaders, so that they have a voice in the community.
No one is challenging Bell in the April general election. A homeless man is facing charges he threatened to kill Lake County Sheriff's deputies during an unusual eviction in unincorporated Lake Bluff yesterday afternoon. The details from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
The sheriff's office says the man had been living in a 400-square-foot tent in a wooded area for about 7 years. The owner of the commercial property along the 3600 block of Skokie Highway tried unsuccessfully to get 63-year-old Christopher Hermanson to leave. Deputies went to evict him, and it's alleged Hermanson shouted threats from inside the tent, told deputies he was armed and would kill them and police canines at the scene. They tried to talk him out for about 4 hours. Then the sheriff's office says he cut a hole in the tent and came out with a hammer, refusing to drop it and advancing toward deputies. One used a shotgun to fire a non-lethal beanbag round, and the man was taken into custody. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Food service and hospitality employees at Northwestern University could walk off the job soon now that they've voted to authorize a strike.
About 500 cooks, baristas, cashiers, dishwashers, and other workers at Northwestern voted in favor of a strike, according to their union, Unite Here Local One. They work for Compass Group and have been without a contract for about 6 months. The union says the average food service and hospitality worker has more than 9 years of experience at Northwestern. One of them, Veronica Reyes, says after 15 years as a cashier at the Foster Walker Dining Hall, she's worried she'll never be able to retire because Compass has not contributed enough to her pension. We've reached out to Compass for comment. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A serial bank robber will likely be spending more than a decade behind bars.
Dating back to 2008, 40-year-old Dell Evans Jr. of Chicago has been convicted of nearly 10 robberies, including four armed incidents. In late January of 2024, he was on supervised release for a 2014 bank robbery spree, but federal prosecutors say that didn't stop him from striking again. Evans admitted to robbing a bank in Sanborn, Iowa, just 2 months into that supervised release. He pleaded guilty to new charges in September and has now been sentenced to 15 years in federal prison. Evans must also pay more than $5,000 in restitution. Andy Day, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.